And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Tolerance crowd showing their true colors again. Bravo reality star Jennifer Welch went on a profanity-laced rant demanding that triple Trump voters be banned from Chinese, Indian, and Mexican restaurants and forced to take their bleep to Cracker Barrel. According to Welch, if you supported Trump's policies on immigration, DEI, and LGBTQ issues, you shouldn't be allowed to enjoy the best thing that America has to offer, which is multiculturalism. While American celebrities spew hatred toward fellow citizens, Christians abroad are facing actual persecution. Chinese authorities have imprisoned a Protestant pastor on charges of illegal business operations, which apparently means recording and distributing sermons. The Chinese Human Rights Lawyers Group notes that authorities use vague charges to silence religious expression, while China's surveillance state tracks every movement of citizens to evaluate their loyalty to the Communist Party. Speaking of religious liberty, former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis has formally asked the Supreme Court to overturn the disastrous Obergefell decision that redefined marriage. Davis, who was thrown in jail in 2015 for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses based on her religious convictions, argues that Justice Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion was legal fiction. The corruption of Catholic institutions continues as the Jesuit-run University of Scranton hired former Senator Bob Casey Jr. as a distinguished fellow to mentor students. Casey, who abandoned his father's pro-life legacy to score a perfect 100% rating from the NARAL Pro-Choice America, now supports abortion through the moment of birth and co-sponsored the so-called Respect for Marriage Act. The surveillance state, which we just talked about, is coming for our children in America in disturbing ways. A 13-year-old Tennessee girl was strip-searched, thrown in solitary confinement, and sentenced to 8 weeks of house arrest because her school's AI program misunderstood a joke between friends. But the school's Gaggle AI system flagged it as a threat, leading to her arrest without parental notification. Data shows that Gaggle's alerts are wrong nearly 70% of the time, yet schools continue using these digital hall monitors that can't distinguish between homework and threats. Meanwhile, corporate America continues its assault on young women as L'Oreal hired a porn star to promote a makeup targeting teenagers. The campaign, viewed nearly 19 million times on TikTok, directly violates L'Oreal's own ethical character, prohibiting partnerships with pornography creators. And in Minneapolis, a Democratic Socialist mayoral candidate has announced his first priority would be protecting undocumented residents from the hostile federal governments, also known as enforcing immigration law. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.